Brandy Gruen, the head volleyball coach with the Audubon Wheelers, joining us here as we continue to preview the upcoming volleyball season. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How have you and the off season been?
Thanks for reaching out to us. We have had a great off season. We were in the gym this summer and had the girls in the weight room, and I've got about 20 girls out, and we've got just a really nice vibe going in our gym, and everybody's come and worked hard, and we're seeing really great things from them. We're just kind of trying to sort some things out here over the next couple weeks and get ready for that first official game.
And that game coming up here soon. You guys have a match before the end of the month. Coach, your guys' team last year, you had a bunch of seniors, then you had kind of a bunch of underclassmen. So the seniors, of course, have moved on. But you had some younger players, I think, get some valuable experience a year ago.
Absolutely. I started quite a few sophomores, so I have them returning this season. I've got Harlow Miller, Cadence Spohr, Anna Larson. They saw a lot of varsity time last year, so I'm kind of looking for them to lead the way for us this year. So just kind of filling in the gap there with some of those seniors that I lost has been challenging, but we're kind of looking at just a new kind of rotation and looking at adding in some more movement and stuff and having a lot of these girls play all the way around. So, yep, I've got a couple returning starters that are going to help lead the way, and then the rest of it we're hoping just kind of comes together here in the next couple weeks.
Coach, you mentioned that. I'm assuming some girls may be moving around. Were you able to kind of figure out maybe what that rotation could look like this summer with the open gyms and some of the other work you were able to get in?
Yep, it's a work in progress. So we have been working on that this summer and trying to figure out what works best for each player. We're hoping, yeah, we have it solidified here in the next couple of weeks so we can prep for that first game. But I've got a lot of good, well-rounded athletes. It's just kind of figuring out what position would be most beneficial for them.
What was the main focus then this summer and now that you guys have started fall practice?
For this fall, because we have a lot of players that are going to be playing all the way around and things, we're focusing a lot on conditioning and being able to be in shape and having that transition footwork down for those long tournament days and those five match sets. But also we're working on a lot of movement. We want to be a little bit more of a scrappy team. Last year, we really focused on our attack and being an aggressive team. We're still going to focus on that this year, but just working a little more on our defense about being able to make those hustle plays and have more movement in our defense and things like that.
You mentioned a lot of girls going to be playing all the way around. Who are those girls you're going to be leaning on to be full rotation players?
Harlow Miller played all the way around for us last year, and she will again this year. She's fierce at the net, and she does a really nice job in the back row as well. Actually kind of stepping into a new role for us this year as a setter, but she's a hit and pass for us as well. And of course, Cadence Spohr played pretty much every position last year, but looking to utilize her on the outside and in the back row as well this season. So those are my three returning starters. The rest is kind of still trying to figure out, but I've got lots of girls to choose from, so we will get it worked out here.
Probably got a lot of girls, as you just mentioned, but who's kind of fighting for those other spots and maybe some other playing time?
Yeah, I've got two senior girls. I've got Alyssa Testro and Peyton Gust that are both have put a lot of work in the off season. I've got Abby Warnzer coming in for us this season from ICANN Banning. She's looking nice and has put in some time this summer as well. So kind of just trying to figure out what position would work best for some of those girls. Some of my younger girls that are going to be stepping up this year too, we're looking at Jordan Mulford, Briley Belknap, some of those girls that saw a little bit of varsity time last year as well.
What do you feel like the strengths of this team will be?
This team has done a really nice job of communicating and just playing together. I think the presence of the star team this year has been really awesome and having good positive energy flowing. I looked for our serving to be an asset to us, continue to work on that serve receiving, things like that, and attacking at the net. But overall, I hope our defense can lead us to some wins here this season.
Coach, kind of probably the inexperience of some of the girls may be a concern coming in. Are there other areas that you're concerned about coming into the year?
Yeah, for sure. Just making sure that those girls are ready to go for that varsity level. But I think every year a big concern of mine is serve receive, just being able to get that ball to our setter when we need to and not getting stuck with one server back there. Just overall, our passing is always a concern every year, just making sure we're getting that ball to our setter. But I think the girls have put in a lot of effort and time on their passing and things, so going to continue to work at that. And just looking at some of those hitters to step up and be leaders like we had last year, being have those go-to girls to get the ball to.
What are some of the things you've done to kind of work on the serve, receive, and the passing?
We've tried several different serve, receive drills, you know, just trying to keep them moving and not, you know, being sedimentary in the back row. A lot of fast, quick feet work and drills with that. We're just trying to keep that movement incorporated throughout all the drills so that we are ready to go. Worked a lot on our platform and things like that, angling and getting that ball to our setter and different things like that. So passing's kind of been one of the priorities for us at practice here lately.
Coach, with the success that the softball team had, and a lot of these girls were a part of that in one way or another, how has that maybe kind of helped kind of bring some excitement, maybe even coming into the volleyball season?
Yeah, the softball team had an amazing season. Kudos to them, and they were really fun to watch. But yeah, those girls are just kind of rolling right off of that into another season, so they're excited. They've had so much fun. They're just ready to keep competing, and they're enjoying playing sports right now, which is really fun to see.
How do you like how your schedule sets up to get the girls some experience and kind of get this thing rolling and grow this group as this season goes on?
Yeah, we always start off with a few triangulars with some more local, smaller schools that are the same size as us, which is awesome. We can kind of see where we compare to those, and then we jump right into the WIC. The WIC is a tough conference to play in, but it can only make us better. We have very challenging teams in that conference, which is fun for us too. You get to see some really good clubs and how we can try to defend ourselves with them. So I'm excited about the few tournaments that we have this season as well. I think overall our schedule really benefits us, and we're just going to continue to get better all season.
You mentioned the strength of the Western Iowa Conference. How do you feel it breaks down this year? Where do you fit into that mix? And you're taking on a lot of times schools that are bigger than you and sometimes much bigger than you. So as you talked about, it benefits you. What ways do you feel that benefits you?
Yeah, I think it's always good to play bigger schools that are, you know, good programs. Playing good competition can only make you try to step up to that. I think overall we can hang tough with them. I'd like to see us place in the top half at least, like we did last year. That was a really fun experience for the girls to get to go down to the college in Council Bluffs and play with some of those bigger schools. So I think we're very capable of doing that again this year. I'd like to see us place in the top half and compete with some of those big schools.
Anybody a favorite do you feel like coming in, or do you think this conference is pretty balanced at the top?
You know, Trainer and Tri-Center, the T's are always tough. I think Underwood and some of those schools will have a good chance too. So really, the WIC is always anybody's game. It's who shows up that night. So we're looking forward to playing some of those schools and seeing how we compete.
I tell you what, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the upcoming season, and we look forward to catching up with you each and every week this season.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. Head coach Brandi Gruen again with the Audubon Wheelers. We'll step away, take a break. We'll stay in the Western Iowa Conference when we come back right here on the Coach's Preview Show.